During the 1990s, between 120 and 160 people were murdered in Milwaukee each year. The homicide total began to decline a couple of years ago, and this year Milwaukee's total may drop below 100 for the first time since 1988. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says part of the decline may be due to the return this year of a police unit that specifically targets gangs.
In certain parts of the community, the violence is mostly associated with drinking and drugs and family violence. In other parts, it's gang-related. But if the word gets out on the street that the police are aggressively going after those members of gangs, it has a twofold effect. First, it may discourage, and hopefully it does discourage people from resorting to violence or even getting mixed up with the gangs. But the second thing is, to the extent that people continue to do so, it allows us to have the gang unit catch the bad actors and put them in prison.
Newly installed Police Chief Nan Hegarty brought the gang crimes unit back this year, and Mayor Barrett has supported the idea since he was elected in April. Barrett acknowledges that some of the homicide drop may have nothing to do with government policy.
There are some age issues here where the pool of people who normally commit crimes, murder crimes, there's sort of a dip in that age, so I think that that's partially an explanation here.
Barrett says the Milwaukee police budget will grow this coming year. He says he hopes to make sure the one-year drop below 100 in the homicide total is not an aberration. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.